Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
One to ten. Are you giving me
Is that jazz hands you don't want to talk, or is that my rating? 10.
Oh, nice.
10.
It's a 10?
It's got to feel
10.
Good.
I said,
out of a possible one.
People were doubting me, and they thought I was some sort of pervert and just like really hyping this guy up. No, it's a 10. It's a 10. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So hold on, I think you guys are talking about different things. I think the 10 rating was on Mike observing her birthday, and you're still talking about
Rob,
the penis.
I figured out what sound I lost. It's so tough, and really from my 7-year-old on through my daughters and everybody in between in that age group, Rob's kids. You know, though, I think we really, I hope we're more aware of how it's impacting these kids.
I have a quick follow-up. Are you still allowed to hit your students?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
They really are useless beasts, aren't they, Rob? They really, I mean, really, when you really add it all up, I mean, I love them. They're nice to have around, but dogs.
Oh, I'm glad you're talking about dogs, because what was just
machines,
in the shot,
correct?
Was my wife and my dog. So I'm glad you were talking about my dog.
Stop it.
Yeah,
that's,
but I mean,
so not fair.
He's there he is, sweet boy. Come on. I mean, they bring so much joy. He's a good
Speaking
boy.
Speaking of useless beasts.
Hey, here he is, right on time.
There he is. 8 o'clock. Punctual as usual.
Is it not 8 o'clock?
8:01.
I looked at my watch when I walked in. 8 o'clock. Thanks for waiting, fellas.
Thanks. Yeah, well, we couldn't today. Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. So anyway, speaking of that, it's just need machines.
Yeah, always.
Need machines. Little dogs need machines all the time. It's so frustrating sometimes.
How big is Winslow now?
All right, we got an update on Winslow. I'm not sure how many pounds he is, but I have to tell you this about Winslow the dog.
All
Winslow
right.
the dog is going to stop growing in 12 to 16 months, or maybe it's 16 to 18 months. I think he stops growing in 16 to 18
months.
Months
or
he is
weeks?
Not 16 to 18 months.
Wow, really?
What? How many months? 12 to 14 months is when the dog will stop growing. He is not 6 months yet. We think
so,
maybe he may be the largest Boston Terrier on the face of the planet.
He might That's actually be a German Shepherd. Double check his papers.
Right.
That's
exactly.
crazy.
But an athletic. So barstool size chairs
that
he now does a straight vertical jump. I have to get this dog into frisbee competition. I have to get this dog.
You mean he jumps
sort of
up and lands on a stool?
Yes.
Wow.
Straight up.
That's like
the legs are made. He will jump across furniture. He jumps over sofas to get to the other side. He is
leaps tall buildings with a single bound.
Carla, bring me our Boston Terrier before we introduce our listener of the week here.
Talking head. The head that talks.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Bring the dog in before we bring the guy that talks on his head.
Mike, the listener of the week.
Right. Let's do it. All right, did you hear me, honey? You bringing the hound?
And honey?
He's big.
We've not seen him in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in 3 months.
Yeah. Good boy.
Wow, he's getting much bigger.
He is. He's not a lap dog
You're
anymore.
Not going to be able to carry him in like 2 months.
As your boy.
Are his ears constantly like that? Those are the greatest
He's
ears
got
I've ever
ear,
seen.
One ear that's perked up and one that's a little floppy.
That's great.
Yeah. I love him so much.
Oh, he's so
I
sweet.
So much.
Oh, he's got great markings around his lips. He's got really cute. Oh, he's pretty.
Tongue that, there he is. Lick.
Oh, good boy.
Good boy.
Yeah.
That's Winslow. All right, thank you. He's 16 pounds already.
Wow.
So it's nice to have a real dog.
Hell
and
yeah.
We're worried because they play all the time. We're worried that he might kill.
Hell yeah.
But you know what? That to me is thinning the herd. That's the way I look at it.
Is it a herd mentality in your house?
herd mentality. Hey, that's not what we're here to do today, because it is Friday. It is Talking Head Friday. It is time for us to introduce our fabulous talking head. This is Dr. David Russell, PhD.
Yes.
Like Mike O'Mara, David likes to golf. Ooh, that's a good thing. Like Rob Spiewak, David loves old movies on TCM. Like Oscar Santana, David has a doctorate in English.
Thank you, David.
Hey, as a Florida guy. That's awesome. Dr. Russell has been teaching for 32 years. He is currently a professor at Lock Haven University in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, dead center of the state. Well, boy, do we need that state coming up here in November, baby. Old Joe's spending some time in PA. Let's see here. He is married to Leanne Russell. That sounds like a famous person, but it's not. It's
like a country singer, doesn't it? Sound like a country singer? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Leanne Russell with her latest. she works at Jersey Shore Steel. So, I'm not through the intro yet, but David, your wife is a steel worker?
She works in the office.
Oh, not on the floor. Okay, good.
Good. I just wanted to make sure we were clear on that. Let's see. A steel plant that is totally green, by the way. He has two dogs, Vivian and Agnes. Great names for dogs. And two cats. Sorry about that. Portia and Chaplin. Those sound like perfect cat names.
Yes.
He discovered the show thanks to the fabulous Sports Babe. Wow. In 1999, he first heard us when he was living in S-Town. Wow. That's amazing. He has been devoted to the podcast since 2010. He subscribed to the bonus show on September 9th. Yay for Dave. You know what? Could you put something besides your dad's phony yay for Dave? Because he's surprised. You know, that's just so you. Try to put less of you in these intros. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Is he saying nothing? He's saying nothing.
No, I was listening to what you're going to say. I'm trying to come up with something for better than yay for Dave.
No, it's just yay for Dave. Yeah, thanks.
Well, I mean, it's good.
A lot of money. It's a big deal. Yay. Anyway, he loves to hear Mike do Arnold, Bill O'Reilly, Regis, and Larry King. COVID-19 has ruined his ability to travel, which he loves, and forced him to teach online. He has a class today at 9:05. We'll get you out of here.
Thank you.
Fun fact. He once met Mayor Masiello.
Whoa.
At a Democratic fundraiser and shook his hand. Big meaty hand, David. Big Sasquatch size hand for the mayor.
Well, it was a long time ago, and I had a few adult beverages, so I don't honestly remember. I just remember him sort of being a very forceful fellow, let's put it that way.
Oh, nice. Oh,
how about that? Maddie, does that line up with your memories?
My memories of my father, yes, I would say he is pretty forceful.
I'm forceful. Mo Green.
In a good way.
He gets what he wants.
Oh, Rob, I didn't put it in the soundboard.
Someday, you put it in there. It'll be fine.
Don't you know who I am? I'm Mo Green. Don't you know who I am? I'm Tony Masiello.
I buy you. You don't buy me.
It's not Tony, is it, Maddie?
It is Tony.
It is Tony.
You got it.
Don't you know who I am? I'm Tony Masiello, and I run this city with an iron fist.
From here forward, though, can we call him Mo Masiello?
Mo. My name is Anthony Masiello. He is on a desktop, but his webcam has enough mobile ability to show off his messy office. Based on what I see in back of you, Jesus Christ, David. I mean, that is a little bit. Are you a hoarder, David? I'm just kind of curious. Are you?
My wife is actually more the hoarder than I am, although I will say my office typically is a lot cleaner. But because I'm teaching online here in my home office, I have to have things readily available.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why there's a lot of junk around that you can see here.
What do you teach? Did we get that in your bio?
English.
I don't think we did. English? Are you an English teacher? An English professor?
I'm an English professor. That's correct.
Is this creative writing? What type of English are we talking about here?
Literatica?
In the fall, I almost always teach freshmen exclusively, and that's actually what's happening this semester. I'm teaching four sections of composition. So I have all first semester freshmen, and we're trying to keep them all in the boat and not fade away here since we don't have them face to face.
I hear something in the background. Would that be, let's see, Would that be Vivian or Agnes that I hear in the background there?
That's more Vivian, although Agnes is mixed in there. Because it's a nice cool morning, we have the windows open. Actually, my wife is at work now, but we have the windows open. And so anytime somebody has the audacity to walk down the street, Vivian wants to say hello.
Well, they're protecting the house. Yeah, that's a good
Dr.
job.
Dr. Russell, yeah, for a PhD that teaches freshman composition, I have to, my father, God rest his soul, a long time ago in a land far, far away, used to mention to me that the greatest fear he had, Dr. Russell, was the dumbing of America. And as someone who is on the front lines, even virtually, with the youth of America, I am extremely curious as to what your impression would be of the state of the idiocracy, as we'd like to call it, currently. Because I don't think there could be any better barometer for the mental acuity state of America than a professor who is teaching college freshmen. So not to put you on any kind of spot whatsoever, David, but how would you, over the years, you've been teaching for a good long time now. Let's just take the last decade. Have you seen the
last
line?
Last 4 years, how about?
Have you seen the line? I'll just ask you, where do you see the line trending at this particular? Tell me they're better and brighter than they've ever been. That's what I'd like to hear, but tell me the truth, I guess.
What I would say is that most of the freshmen that I deal with, and again, we recruit a good number of our students from fairly rural places, but they are quite sophisticated, much more so than when I went to college, for example, in 1984, about what's going on around them. And they are much more interested in engaging in what's going on around them. Now, from a skills perspective, there's no question but that foundational skills have gone down precipitously and noticeably. One of the things that happens as an instructor, what I try to do is to figure out where my students are, and knowing where I need them to get, I need to meet them at a certain place so that I can make sure that we get the material covered that we need to cover, and I can get them writing at a level that's going to be good for them down the road. And I've had to go further and further and further down to the point now where really I began by talking about subjects and verbs.
Really?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. You all, Oscar might be too young to remember this, but I'm sure that Mike and Rob do, when you were in grammar school, diagramming sentences.
Of course, yeah.
They don't do that anymore, apparently. Yeah. And so I sort of do my own version of that kind of thing as a starting point to try to get people to understand how all the individual parts work. So that, because again, one of the things I say to my students all the time, you have to write in the way that people read. If you want to write in abstract ways for poets and, fiction writers, that works. But for somebody who is trying to write a short report for his boss, that's probably not going to cut it.
Wow. We always seem to go back to this topic, but do you blame email and social media and literary shorthand for making people forget how to write properly? I mean, we are the LOL generation when we're typing that, because we're not even laughing out loud. That's just what we're saying. So do you think that people are so accustomed to abbreviations and text and stuff, is that like cutting into their ability to actually communicate in English?
You know, I think there might be something to that, but what I have noticed more and more is that we are a less and less literate society. We don't read. Right. When I was a kid, I grew up very poor, but my mom took a subscription to the newspaper, and the newspaper came in every day, and I would read it. I would normally read the sports page. In fact, just as a side note, Mike, this is one of the many things that you and I have in common. When I first went to college in 1984, I was a journalism major, and I wanted to be the beat writer for the Boston Red Sox. I have been a Red Sox fan for almost the entirety of my life, even though I grew up in Cleveland, in the Cleveland area. So, we always had reading material around. My mom, would buy those encyclopedias, the A's and the B's. She'd get, the one for 99 cents.
At the grocery store,
yeah. So I think that that many young people don't have experiences reading extended narratives. And so it's hard for them to make all the pieces fit together. And I, so I despair a little bit that way.
Wow. It's, you know, it's something that I've noticed just online, because we get so much of our news online now. And mm-hmm. I, look, I don't know, and Oscar might help me with this. I don't know whether the way I understand it is at some of these television stations, they have the online text that is delegated to the underlings. And so you will have people that are, they'll have a news story that has to be recapped. You see it a lot. Mm-hmm. I do it a lot when I'm right. up in the early hours. I don't want any sound on the television, but I'm trying to get a highlighted story from a news outlet. And you will see the text that has been added on. And sometimes I look at that and I go, was this generated from a foreign country? I'm not kidding you.
It's software. It's the software that's pulling that.
It's the software?
No one's actually No one's actually typing that out. Like that's,
really?
That's not happening.
So it's like a voice to text almost?
Yeah. So we could. So there are different tiers of different softwares.
See, that's why I asked you about that.
So if you want to, so for example, if you want to get a transcript, years ago, somebody would have to listen and type out the transcript. Yeah. Now you could literally pull it into a software, depending on the amount of money you're willing to spend, and get the quality back that you just spent. So if you spent $30, you can get $30 of a transcript back. If you spend $100, you get $100 of the transcript back. So, but even then, you still have to go back and triple check the software to make sure it's right.
That's amazing. Yeah. You know, I'm thinking having both my daughters now through college on the other side of it, and teaching what you're teaching to me is just so valuable, because I think the rules should apply. You should still be able to communicate, should be able to write a decent letter, should be able to write a decent paper. And I would imagine it's kind of stimulating to have these kids, these freshmen, come in. You were going to say something else, Oscar?
Well, I'm curious. So there's a lot to be said about like softwares like Grammarly that help you sound intelligent and not like a big dummy. And for those of you that don't know, they're essentially grammar correctors that you pay a premium for. You get the free version. And
I bet David's got to police that a little bit.
Well, I mean, Grammarly's not a problem. It's more important that someone actually uses it, I would imagine, because if they're not even using that basic software, they're just writing sometimes the longest run-on sentence they've ever seen.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, do you find that the case, Doc, when that's happening?
Yes. I have not done a deep dive into Grammarly, although it is much better than, for example, the way that the grammar checker works within Word. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. One of the things that I do at the beginning of a semester, especially when I'm face-to-face with my students, is that in advance of class, I will have written out 5 sentences that have very obvious grammar errors in them, and I then project them up on the screen, and I show what the errors are, and I also highlight the fact that Microsoft Word didn't catch a single one of them. So, and these are simple things sometimes, like the difference between T-O and T-O-O and T-W-O. And sometimes it's based on where a comma has to go and that sort of thing. The example that I use all the time is, let's eat grandma. If you don't have a comma after eat, then you are indicating you might be a cannibal.
So. Can I make a suggestion for, and you can wait till when we get through, we punch our way out of the pandemic and we're before, audiences in our case and classrooms in your case. I'd like you to do this as one of your sentences, because I think this is a perfect sentence, but it might confuse your students. What I would like you to write on your board, when you get your first live freshman comp class, I would write on the board, Brando has what plants crave, comma, it has electrolytes, period. I would think that would be, and see, it's kind of a trick question, right? Yeah. I'd see what happens.
Because technically that would require a semicolon, right? Because mm-hmm. it's two independent sentences. Yeah. Okay, so see, Mike, That way we can teach through the magic of laughter. Now, the question I have is if we take out the mechanics of English.
At Rob Spiewak University. Teaching through the magic. Rob, who was a better student than I was in college, Rob's grammar breakdown that he has no ability to correct it is there's cars, there's boats. He does that. You do that routinely. You've never been able to correct it. And it's always driven me nuts. And I'm sure I've got some that drive you nuts as well when I say that. The one that I hate more than anything is ending a sentence with a preposition. I've always hated that.
Yes.
And only, where are you at? That is something that drives me out of my mind.
Who did you come with?
Yeah, that's
another one. Yeah. If you take the mechanics out of it, though, I do have one other question. If you look over the last 20 years, if you see that they have gotten less literate in the mechanical use of the language, have the themes of their compositions changed? Is their mood like you see freshmen come in and you assign them composition and you assign them writing? And if you don't assign them a topic, where do they go mentally with their content? Has that changed?
It has, and I would say that, this generation of young people, they have now suffered through two of the worst economic catastrophes in the history of our country.
Right.
And so, whereas most of the freshmen were either not alive or were little kids on 9/11, so they don't remember any of that.
Right.
They definitely remember having to move because dad lost his job or having to go to a community college for a year or two because the college fund had to be depleted. And so the themes that students write about now are indeed a lot darker. And the other issue too in all of this is the university as a whole, even since I've been teaching since the fall of 1988, and I've taught at all kinds of different places. I taught as a graduate assistant at the University of Florida, where I got my master's and PhD. I've taught at small liberal arts colleges. I've taught at branches of big schools. Lock Haven is about 3,000 students, so it's a small public university. The overarching themes, the universities have become much more democratic places, little d democratic. So what happens is that the problems of our society intrude into the university in ways that I didn't notice in the late 80s and early 90s. Young people who have anxiety issues, young people who are coming from really difficult financial or family circumstances. And I would definitely say, especially over these last 4 years, that the themes that young people write about when they're writing about, say, for example, my students are going to turn in an essay next Friday, and the basic theme of the essay is I want them to write about a moment that they now recognize as a turning point in their lives, when something happened that allowed them to recognize I need to go down this particular pathway. And I've looked at some rough drafts, and they're actually wonderful pieces of writing about subjects that are really, really stark and interesting. And at the same time, if we were together face-to-face in class, and if I didn't run the risk of getting fired for it, I would just want to put my arms around some of these people and hug them and say, this is just absolutely horrible, but look at how well you're doing and look what great possibilities you now have in front of you.
Oh, man. I have to say it again.
Jeez.
It's so tough, and really from my seven-year-old on through my daughters and everybody in between in that age group, Rob's kids, I think we really, I hope we're more aware of how it's impacting these kids.
I have a quick follow-up. Are you still allowed to hit your students?
I knew that was coming.
Well, COVID has ruined
that was coming.
COVID has ruined all that corporal punishment. Can't do it.
they imposed several stricter rules a few years ago, so now punching is out. My students are really lovely people, but I will say that every once in a while I have a personality conflict. About 4 years ago, I got an email, and I And I probably get 50 to 75 emails a day on a regular basis just because of university stuff and students sending me questions and things like that. I got an email from an address that our IT people weren't able to trace back, but the email said only one thing, and I am not making this up. The email said, "I pray for your death."
Oh my God!
Wow!
Oh my God!
When I was a graduate assistant at the University of Florida, I foolishly used to put my phone number on my syllabi.
Yeah.
And so a student called me up one day, and I knew who it was right away. I recognized his voice. He obviously didn't make an effort to disguise his voice. He was not a mimic. And he said, "I know where you live, and I know the route you take to school every day," because I would ride my bike to school. And I said, okay, jeez. And I'm not going to say the kid's name. I'm going to use a name, but okay, Travis, well, just know that tomorrow I'm going to leave the house about 9:15. So, and again, you know, 88% of this stuff is foolishness. People who just don't know how to deal with the stress and strain. Now, I will say, too, as a guy, and I'm 6'2", and I have something of a deep voice, and I'm a little bit bulky, most students don't really want to mess with me. My female colleagues get this a heck of a lot more than I do, and I just laugh these things.
Boy, you forget, and especially in the era of when it flipped, and you hear that a lot. Bill Maher talks about it a lot on his show about when when it became the parents and the students siding against the teacher. When that broke down, you probably get an awful lot of that.
Like, I guess Travis hates verbs, man.
Travis hates that. Just remember the sentence for Travis, Brando. Has what that's great. But I mean, also, you know, we read the news. You never know, right? Yeah. You never know what's going on in those minds there. Wow. Yeah.
And it's also, it's different because when I was growing up and like you heard that someone was like, you know, maybe had anxiety, like you'd get my parents would be like, well, just tell them not to anxiety their way out of society. And then, or you'd hear someone was on the spectrum. You'd be like, hey, just get off the spectrum and let's get going. Like that's not the world we live in now. You have to be respectful.
It's not. You gotta handle it all well. You know, wow. I mean, I love this segment so much because it just gives us a little idea of who's out there and listening to the show. And, everybody does. There's so many people that do great things. And you're in that category. I think, molding the minds of our youth in a very, very difficult time. For you, I just think it's got to be. It's got to be so difficult at every possible level of teaching to be dealing with this. How, you know, last question for you would be, how are you handling it? Are you getting through it? And how do you think your students are doing with the virtual experience that all the way from my first grader who's in the other room now, all the way up through the college ranks with you, Professor? How are you doing and how are the kids doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I mean, you know, they pay me to do this. So even if I weren't doing fine, I'd figure out a way to be fine. This is not the way that I want to do things. And it's certainly not the way that I was trained to do things. I tell people all the time that I'm a secular humanist. And the reason is that I love human beings. One of the reasons why I wanted to be a journalist is I'm just very interested in why people do things and why they have the thoughts they have, that sort of thing. As far as the students are concerned, we were virtual starting in about mid-March in the spring semester when COVID hit. And I happen to be teaching two senior level classes, a senior level writing class and then a senior level literature class, novels, American novels made into films. And that was easier in the sense that the students were all juniors and seniors, so they were much more committed, although they didn't like it. So far, my freshmen are hanging in there. That's the thing that we are very, very concerned about is there a way to keep everybody engaged? Because, again, the digital divide is real. People don't have access to Wi-Fi. They don't have access to computers. It's easy to say, well, just put the Zoom app on your phone, but many people don't have unlimited data plans and things like that.
Yeah.
And so So the students are really, I think, struggling in ways that that we didn't anticipate. I might just also say really quickly, to assume that students are necessarily better at technology than the adults are is being proven every day to be incorrect. The students are actually much less apt than we think they are, given what we're asking them to do.
It depends on the level of exposure, right? And sure. Access.
Absolutely. Yep. Amazing. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So, but again, I think they're hanging in there. And as I say to my students all the time, think about it. 50 years from now, when you're bouncing your grandkids on your knees, you can say, I was in college back in those days when things were really bad.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. They can only get better. They can only get better.
Last thing, very last thing for you, because you, you know, this is your biz. I'm going to put you on the spot for a book recommendation, something that's, that our listening audience might enjoy. I know that I'm between books right now, and I'm looking for something fat and decent and good. And, anything, come to mind, Dr. Russell?
Yes. Even though my area of expertise is literature, I was trained as a late 19th, early 20th century Americanist. I have found myself more and more reading nonfiction, largely because I have to read a lot of this stuff for my freshmen. I want to suggest David Talbot's book, The Devil's Chessboard, which is about the beginnings of the CIA.
Oh, cool.
It's about 700 pages long. And if you read between the lines in some of it, you can see that maybe the JFK conspiracy theorists might not be as nutty as people think.
Very good, Rico. What a pleasure, Dr. David Russell. Good luck with everything, and absolutely fascinating, fascinating discussion. You got to get out of here. You got class, and we truly appreciate all the support for TMOS over the years.
Thank you, David.
Look, I could say it to almost every talking head we've had, but I'd love to have you back on the show. You're fascinating to talk to. Really, what a delight. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you all so much, and thank you for the opportunity. And Maddie, please accept my friend request on Facebook.
Ah, there we go. Bingo. That is Dr. David Russell, PhD, and molding the minds of children everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic. And now, guess what? We can start the show, Rob Spiewak. That was great.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You called about the records?
Those.
Right. It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me 50 bucks and they're all yours.
Yeah, right. These are worth at least,
I know what 15, they're worth. 20.
But you must have...
I must have nothing. They're my husband's.
And you're not getting along with them too well at the moment, huh?
My husband is in Jamaica with a 19-year-old, a friend of my daughter's. And he had the f***ing nerve to call me and ask me to sell his singles collection and send him a check for whatever I got, minus a 10% commission. Uh-huh. Which reminds me, would you be sure to give me a 5? Because I want to frame it. Put it on the wall.
Can I pay you for those properly? I mean, you don't even have to tell him how much you got. Send him 45 bucks and blow the rest. Give it to charity or something.
That's not part of the deal. I want to be poisonous, but fair.
Let's compromise. What about 1,500? They're worth at least 10 times that.
60 bucks.
1,300.
75.
1,100. That's my lowest offer.
And I won't take a penny over 90. More than that, and he could afford to come back, and that's the last thing I want.
I'm sorry, but I think you're going to have to talk to somebody else.
Fine.
Can I just buy that one Otis Redding off of you, please?
10 cents.
Let me give you 10 bucks. It's worth 20 times that.
Okay, because you've got principles and because you took the trouble to come up here, but that's it. And don't think that you're going to buy these one by one. Did you see the Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen, in there?
Yeah, I saw that one.
It's free.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
More Cusack, right? Yes. Or John Cusack. I'd like to see him more on film.
You just see him on Cubs games, and they're not even playing now. So you don't see him anywhere.
Saw him in a weird movie that was pretty good. He was playing a heavy a criminal down in the islands, but I don't even remember the name of it.
He makes outstanding films. He's great.
Absolutely. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, all the way from Clarence, New York, Gallup, New Mexico, Hickory, Virginia, Vernon Township, New Jersey, Visby, Sweden, and Linger Longer Drive in Somerville, North Carolina. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. By the way, if you'd like to be a talking head, like Dr. Russell there, that would be really something we'd love. We absolutely have taken a segment that was experimental, and it is so delightful.
I look forward to it every week. My favorite thing to do is on Thursday when I get to do the pre-interview and just get to know these people. They're fascinating. And I knew Dr. Russell, I mean, college professors are great to talk to. They're just so smart.
And they're smart guys, and you don't have to be smart. We'd like to get a real dumb person on sometime, too. If you're dumb like we are, we'll have more in common. It'll be great. Anybody can send to Rob with 2Bs at MikeOmerishow.com.
Please.
Tell Rob why you want to be a talking head and why you want to come on the show. And Rob would love to talk to you.
Yes.
And he's so nice. He's the nicest of the three of us to talk to. And we're all pretty nice off air, believe it or not, to our listeners.
I don't really like you, but I'm nice.
Mm. He's phony nice, but he's nice. So
That's fine, it's the policy, if you got it.
And welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, this segment of the program, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. I want to go off script and just talk about how appreciative we are of the people from Cornerstone that live in the building in Washington, D.C. And we are really grateful to Mark Livingstone and the good folks that have helped so many of our listeners get a great rate for a refi or a new mortgage. And they did my mortgage. They did Oscar's. You want to call them because you talk about a nice experience. 202-625-1221. Call them. Rates are going to be messed with things like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Mm. They're putting on a refinance fee because the rates are so low. So you got to act now and take advantage of this while you can. Don't get shut out on this. These are historically low rates on mortgages and refis, and you really don't want to miss the boat. 202-625-1221 for cornerstonefirst.com if you want to go online. This refinance fee is imminent with the low rates temporary, so do yourself a favor and do it. Remember, whether it's a purchase or a refinance, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. I begin today's show with a quote from my son, given to me not 1.5 hour ago.
Oh, really?
My son's quote of the day. I'm reading it right off the paper. Wrote it down. Dad, you're not a fighter, you're an eater.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Wow. That's a variant on a lover, not a fighter, but different.
Yes. I've never heard eater before. What was the context?
I wasn't eating anything. I'm fasting. I was drinking my tea and just sitting there. And he rolled up during the Queen's birthday week of celebration that's going on right now.
Day four, right?
day 12 of the the real deal. As we celebrated last night, went out to a little din with Carla and her mom. And, we had a fine time. Wonderful person that was at this restaurant named Cher, sat outside, had our masks on, watched the old people walk on.
Do you believe you'd like an appetizer?
She was awesome. Really, like if you're going to have a birthday dinner, which is not, not a super fancy dinner, but just a dinner out, and to have a server with that much energy and joy and fun and life. I wanted to give a shout out to Cher. I rarely do
that.
That's
good.
She was so much fun and she was so kind.
Did the staff sing or anything? Because, there are some restaurants that will do that and some that don't.
But they gave her a little oyster shell with something like thanks for celebrating your birthday here, a little commemorative deal that she
had. That's very cool.
Went along with the coffee mugs that I got her for her birthday. So I got her a Donald Trump one. I got her a COVID one. This, if you're having a birthday, and I think you should remember
great that this was COVID the year. Mug.
Great COVID mug. That's a great COVID mug.
Hey, great and it's a great one.
$6 for a great one. And then the celebration continues. Her best buddy will be coming into town. Very nice lady who will be coming into town from up north, they'd say, around Tampa way. And,
oh, cool.
And it should be a nice weekend with her mom and her friend and me having
your
a
friend.
Nice dinner. Yeah, your friend. And it'll be fine, of course, if she leaves the gun in the car. That'll be...
Everyone has their own peculiarities, Mike.
Well, no, she's on the job. So she's a law enforcement official. So that's why, would you like me to put it in the car? Yes, that might be a good
Mike
idea.
Mike will be out of his mind then.
Who's obsessed. Yeah, he won't know about it.
Good.
He'd be out of his mind. Yes, he would. Oh, yes. Military.
What happens when the screws get added with the inmates?
Yeah. I saw a wonderful celebration on Facebook for Carla. So happy birthday to Carla once again. Obviously, you're one of the luckiest men that we know, Mike. You've got such a beautiful family. There was a picture of Carla and her mom. And that was posted. And they both look beautiful. And if you look at genetics, which I have, that's why I married my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You eyeball, you're like, all right. Mm-hmm. If she can somehow do what her mom has done, then we're going to be A-okay.
The bottom line is, I have to be honest,
so to speak.
I go out to a restaurant, walk in with these two. And
you dated Carla's mom before dating Carla, right?
No, I
what
did
is
not.
That? Is that is that is patently false?
He's just being cruel. He's highlighting the fact that I am 3 years older than Carla's mom, and a fact that Carla's mom likes to mention to me on a regular basis.
My aunt Dorothy used to say when the bill would come at a restaurant, my aunt Dorothy would say, "Figures bore me. Why do we have to focus on statistics?"
Would you like to? Oh, by the way, a new do. I'm sporting a new do that I haven't shown everybody. I got tired too of this, so.
It's gone.
I see.
In the pre-show discussion, Oscar, the chicken cutlet is gone.
And Rob articulated it best with the chicken cutlet on top of my head. I got rid of it.
What you've got now is a uniform length buzz cut. I like it.
Well, you're starting over from scratch.
Right.
I did it myself. I had the shears and I was doing it right there. It felt pretty good. Liberating, really. This would be the look. And for those of you that don't have the video, please check it out on YouTube. Give us a view. And if you're not watching live, watch it on YouTube, because what I'm going to do now is, because I didn't get it from one guy, I got it from two guys last night, rarely two, but when we all got up, this is the look I got, and I know exactly what either was said or unsaid, but this is the look when they see me get up with these two women.
Uh-huh.
This is the look I see from a guy, okay? So it's like... There you go. It's real sub. Get that one?
Yeah.
Let me do it again. Okay, I'll say it's like, you know.
If I were forced to describe it, I would say it's about 75% disbelief, 10% disappointment, and 15%, hey, if he can do it, maybe I can.
Yeah. There's a little bit of hope sprinkled in there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like watching a feel-good movie on the Hallmark Channel.
I would say
he must be a producer.
Listen, I'm gonna pull a Trump and O'Reilly.
What?
I'm gonna do a little back padding for myself here. I would say I hit it out of the park.
Yes.
I hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done
very
well.
There's not a person who would disagree with you.
I have done very, very well with her
after
on this
you
milestone
came out of a
birthday.
Slump of sorts.
I think I have been I don't want to say this. I'm going to get in
trouble. Yeah, I think you better be very careful.
Well, the slump has been for me. I'm not, you know, I mean, I'm really simple. Here's the key to Carla. Carla is an exquisite hint dropper as to what she wants. And she wanted her friend here. She wanted to do this and wanted to have a dinner at home with stuff that she wanted to
eat. At any point, did she do a hint that said, man, I wish there was a way I could remember the pandemic every day when I have coffee.
No, those gifts are, those crappy little gifts are valued. But, you know, when you go into an aisle at Party
Openers,
City
and
they say, oh, that's the 40-year-old aisle, you know, and everybody gets the same balloons. That's what it is. $40 for plastic and Mylar and all that stuff.
And you got the pleasure of driving with balloons, the most unpleasant experience on the planet.
Not in the hog. The hog's fine.
Even
in the back.
Even in the hog, they usually find their way to the front somehow. I don't know. You're charmed. You have a charmed life.
No, the hog, what I made a mistake was I bought wine and I had bottles of wine in a plastic bag that was in the back of the hog and I laid it on its side. So the entire drive home was every stop light that I came to because I was late to get back there. And then I got yelled at for not, because the Queens couldn't pregame. So, that was,
they were,
did you get the wine?
Wine.
No, I didn't. And, sometimes I'm obnoxious that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that it was along the lines of, did you get the wine? That golf game's not going to take care of itself. No, I didn't.
Do you guys have, and I know that because in Florida, you get certain, services that the cities do as well. So you would get, you have Uber, you have Lyft. Have you ever tried Drizzly where they bring you alcohol?
No, there's an app called Drizzly. I've never heard of it until right now.
Yeah, and also Drizzly? Total Wine delivers.
Yeah.
And they'll deliver day of if you pay a premium. Total Wine is great.
You know, because I went to, it's not ABC like Virginia. It's
because you can buy the grocery, right?
It's an ABC chain, though. That's the name of the liquor stores down here. There's a chain called ABC.
But can you buy liquor? Like, can you buy a hard liquor, the spirits, at like the grocery store?
Almost all of them now, grocery stores have a separate door where that's next to the grocery store that you can go in. That's
and another
the way
separate
they,
door for the pornography.
Now the pornography is on the right.
That's a green door.
The Chris Evans pictures are on the right. Jolene will get that right out to you. Okay.
Yes. Settle down, dear.
Do you? No, I loved it. It's what a great thread.
Are you watching me? Why are you watching me? Oh, I can't do the show with you doing that. Like not sitting off my right shoulder.
You have an audience. That's so sweet.
Yeah. How would you rate? You can say nice and loud so they can get a. Do you want headphones? You could listen. I can't do that. It'll mess up my shot. You have to come into the shot. Otherwise, Maddie will have me dancing around. What?
I think
not on my birthday week.
I think if you just ask her the question, I think that'd be enough for us.
Listen.
On a scale of 1 to 10, are you giving me is that jazz hands you don't want to talk, or is that my rating? 10.
Oh, nice.
10.
It's a 10?
It's got to feel good.
I said,
people
were doubting me, and they thought I was some sort of pervert and just like really hyping this guy up. No, it's a 10. It's a 10. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you guys are talking about different things. I think the 10 rating was on Mike observing her birthday, and you're still talking about
Rob,
the penis.
I figured out what sound I lost. I figured out what sound I lost.
What did you lose?
Can you send me a gunshot today? Do you have a gunshot where you are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking about Chris Evans' penis or your birthday gift?
She's talking about just the birthday. It's not the gift. It's the birthday.
I thought she was talking about the penis.
Oh, the Chris Evans. Oh, were you talking about the penis or the birthday celebration? Chris Evans' penis. Did you see? You haven't seen it? She hasn't seen it.
Oh, she's a good girl. You got a good girl.
Yeah, I got
a
good
nice girl.
Aw, sweet girl.
Yeah.
Sweet girl.
Why look at his when I have yours?
Oh, wow. I hope she did that come over? Mm.
Yeah. Why look at this when I have yours?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's I'm old.
Are you packing?
Stop it. Oh, stop it. I don't want to talk about this.
Sorry. I feel something creeping up in my throat.
Yeah, I'm grossing myself out right now. And then she's off. Yeah, okay. Okay. Oh, you're still here.
It's day 5. Right. The celebration continues.
When's your cop buddy coming in? Tomorrow morning? All right. Okay. It's going to be an interesting. It's going to be. What time are the cocktails going to start flowing?
10?
12? Noon? Lunchtime? Then all day? And then, by the end of the evening? Happy 40 is like my body. wine. Oh, all right, we got to take a break. Well, happy birthday. I cannot do the show with you doing that. Not looking at me from behind. It's just not gonna work for me. Unless, it's your birthday weekend. You want to stay there, you do. Enjoy your coffee. We will take... My wife's in back of me.
What mug is she using?
What?
What mug is she using?
Oh, okay.
I'll show them to you.
Nice.
I'll show you mine. That's my tea mug. Can you see it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Hubby.
Hubby.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is hers.
Wifey.
Oh, scholarship.
Wifey.
Aren't we cute? Aren't we cute?
That's sweet.
That's nice.
Patty and the young woman. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more fun right here on the Michael Marriage.
I understand that not everybody appreciates the charm of riverboat gambling. Well, if I cared any less, I'd be dead. You can take your chances at school, the movies, or the mall these days. I like to spend my time with the degenerate gamblers on the Mike O'Mara Show. Or I place my bet on a TMOS fruitcake. Maybe get a few of them, in case any of the Cosgroves come into town. If our little casino ain't your cup of tea, I'll grab you coffee instead. Maybe I'll ask Darlene to make it.
Is that Darlene's the old lady that is banging the young guy, right?
I believe so, yes.
In Ozark?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm addicted. We'll talk about Ozark in a second because I have a question for you guys. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is she looking?
Yeah. Football
Private
is back.
Private eyes are watching you.
I'm a little fickle about my setup here.
I
football
understand.
Is back. Rejoice. And so Woo! Is your winning season at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season also means insane player prop bets, epic bonuses, and the craziest cross sports wagers. MyBookie. Winning season means watching live sports and betting live sports all season long. And don't forget, MyBookie's $300,000 guaranteed super contest. Listen to what happens.
This
you
is
pick
cool.
five games against the spread each week. And there are prizes all season long. Just get over to MyBookie and get in on the action. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Bet with the best this NFL season for your chance to win big. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. A big stack of cash. Come on.
You got to go to this website because, I mean, it's the best for football, but you can bet on anything. It's fun. It is so cool. Got to do it.
I will be making a simple bet this weekend. I am going
Good.
To pick my New York Giants in really it, to beat the Chicago Bears.
Uh-huh.
And
Bears.
I will tell you, I don't want to overstate it. I know it's only the second game of the season, but this is not baseball. This is not hockey. This is football. It is, you know, limited games, people. This is it. The Giants are to have any chance whatsoever. They have to win this football game. And
well, right now, they're tied for last in the NFC East, Mike. That's sad.
Thank you. Use promo code DMOS and double your first deposit now. Congratulations to the Washington football team for winning their first game. Now she's gone.
This week, I bet against the Giants, Mike.
You did?
I have
yeah, well,
to.
I mean, they're underdogs, so I think the Bears are favored in that game. Let me tell you about this show. So Ozark, you know, you guys were right. I was wrong. I've tried Curb Your Enthusiasm. I don't get into it like you guys. Just don't.
Understood.
If you don't like Larry David, you're going to have trouble with Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I understand,
I don't like
yes.
Larry David. But he's funny for a lot of people, and he's a brilliant comedy mind. Ozark, on the other hand, I went back and I revisited and I realized right away you guys were spot on with recommending that Netflix show because it's just meaty. It's got lots of stuff going on. And once you commit to it, it's just it's intense. And they got more credible, I think, with their storylines. It was a little less frenetic and they kind of
developed the plot. Don't you want to go on that riverboat now where in season two it looked like
absolutely.
It looked like a bad set?
That's right. Okay, so that's it. That's what I had a problem with. I didn't like the fact that that riverboat was such a phony casino, where now it looks like a real casino they're going on, and it's credible for me.
I don't want to be a guy that overthinks things, but I actually look at the exterior of the riverboat, and then when they shoot the interior scenes, it makes sense. The layout makes sense, where the staircase is. It makes sense. That's exactly what a riverboat would be like. I love it.
It's fun to watch that. And the intensity of the characters. This is what I think about with drama. I've always felt this way. Felt this way about actors, Joaquin Phoenix to Robert De Niro. And it's the same thing with TV shows when you're looking at a drama. You have to, and I think this is important for young actors out there. Not necessarily women, but it can be women. Certainly in Ozark it is.
Yes.
danger, creating danger, people that make you feel on edge.
Uneasy.
And the character of Helen in this particular show,
Helen!
She is so, it's like if Jane Lynch married Satan, you'd get Helen, right? Mm-hmm. Okay? You get this kid, and it's just ominous, and she's terrifying.
Well,
she's
there's
scary.
Not a,
she scares me.
There's not a bad actor on the show. That's no. one of the greatest things about it.
Right.
But one of the things is that every actor in their own way is compelling, and you're drawn to them. You gotta watch them. And
oh
Helen especially, because
yeah.
there is such an evil just simmering underneath. And
right. And then through it all, Jason Bateman being Jason Bateman.
And I
just
love
just unflappable.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I get the impression that's the Jason Bateman you'd get in real life, too.
I do, too.
Where it's
I
like, which restaurant do you want to go to, Jason? That doesn't matter to me. Go whichever one
you want. Guys, we talked to... when he goes up to the therapist and says, we talked about spending.
Sue. So I'm not finished yet, but it does... It lingers, and that's why it does tend to put me to sleep. This literally happened to me. I burned two entire episodes of Ozark, and I had no idea how it happened.
Oh, my God.
Because I had a computer,
wow.
and
that's
I was
blissful.
Not. So it's great stuff, but it's not so riveting that I don't drift off. So I had to go back and watch it. And
gotta
they
focus.
Were two pretty crucial
focus.
Episodes. Mm. Right now, spoiler alert, turn down your TV. They just put what's his name in the big toaster.
Ooh,
so
okay.
that's where I am right now, and I haven't gotten to the season finale.
It gets better.
Is it three? Is this season three? Is
season
the,
three, and they've already approved season four.
Yeah,
they just
coming sooner, coming sooner than we think.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
Season four will be coming sooner than we think.
Rob, can you confirm? I thought it was season two, and season three is coming.
No, season three is what we're watching now.
And
because I think they've, if you go to IMDb for it,
mm-hmm.
they've got the date slated for season four, but I believe not yet the episode.
Yeah, it's season four. You're correct.
Because what threw me is that I was checking something on IMDb and it said there's 44 episodes. I said, well, that can't be. But it's because they've listed season four already.
Got it.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, just a little message to listeners that want to give me advice. All right. And the way to do it and do it in a caring and loving and kind and decent way. Especially
be
when
nice.
You talk about my own mental health. We'll talk about this person. I'm not going to call this person a name. I'll
Travis.
Everything's all right. No, it's not Travis. We'll be right back on the Mike and Mary Show.
You'll never guess who just joined the TMOS Patron Society.
Estelle!
Are you listening, you piggy?
From the deck of the Jack Tar.
Little.
Michael Mirror.
Show.
Doing my morning show at night.
Apple Dookie.
Sorry, Gracie.
Waddle daddle doodle.
You don't even have to activate the lower. Just strap on a gun and pin on a badge and give
to the TMOS Patron Society. Whatever you decide to give to the TMOS cause is okay by me. So become a TMOS patron today and be sure to catch the Grease Man on TMOS whenever Rob can book him.
A tribute to the great Doug Track, ladies and gentlemen. Love to get him on the show. I really would. Doug, Grease, if you're out there and you hear my voice, come on the show. We'll have
We're
fun.
Fans.
We'll just, reminisce.
We're fans,
we'll
man.
Huge fans. You can't, look, anybody who loves radio, you cannot be a fan of that guy. He's
true.
He was that unique and that original. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can.
Yep.
But what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Have no fear. Stamps.com is here. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Print your postage on demand and skip those crowds at the post office. No human contact required. It's that easy. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. And as if that wasn't enough, Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discount rates up to 62%. And with Stamps.com, you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Plus, 5 cents off every first-class stamp. That's a wow factor. Stamps.com is a no-brainer. saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times.
We used it this week. It's fantastic. You imagine right not going now, to the post office? You love it. Love it.
Our listeners get a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friends. Okay, real quick. We got a quick email. We got to get Oscar's take on.
Oscar's take. Meaty,
good stuff for Oscar to talk about. I have to tell you this. So if you are going to comment to me about my mental health, if you are going to be friendly and say, yes, you know, I've listened for a long time, but I'm not bringing this up because I already deleted it. There is a place for that. All right. There is a place. You're not doing me a favor to post something on my page on Facebook that is public domain. Not that there was anything in there that I might have disagreed to a certain point, but there was nothing truly damning there. But if you're going to talk to me about going to see a therapist.
Sue?
You're going to go. You're going to tell me to go see a therapist. You know, I don't need that on my homepage.
Your private page?
Yeah.
My
personal
page? Private message is what I'm looking at. PM is what I'm looking for, not for everybody, because that's like going, Mike.
I hope Mike's okay.
That's a guy holding up a rocks glass at a party going, you know what you need to do? This is what I would do. Let me make sure everybody in the world knows the advice that I'm giving to you. I think, look, you can say that your therapy is Oscar and Rob, but no. That is not nearly my idea for you, is to get some professional help. Thanks a lot. That didn't do me any good. I deleted it. I didn't save it. If you had sent that to me in a private message, I would have appreciated it. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to share.
Because, time and place.
It's frustrating. Yes,
right?
Yes.
Time and place. That's what it is.
Yeah. And by the way, I have, on occasion, dabbled with the mental health community, and I'm sure there are millions, thousands, wonderful therapists out there that are helping people every day.
Yes.
And if it works for you, it's fine. My personal experience has not been what I would describe as rewarding. Okay.
Unrewarding. Yeah. Meaningless.
The last guy, last nad that I went to see, you're going to read this book. Excuse me, you therapist or are you a college professor? I don't want seven books to
summer
read.
Reading list.
Yeah. Devil's
help
chessboard.
Yourself.
Lazy, lazy nad just sitting back there with his blonde hair. Read this.
Did you get to sit on a couch?
Yeah. No.
I always miss the old days where you could lay down on a couch.
You know, in a chair, and by the way, when you walk into those places, everybody's a little hinky, and this is months and months, years ago, probably.
Yeah.
Are you Mike O'Mara? It's like, not the puppet, but it was like, say it a little louder, ass. It was a bad experience.
Are you Radio's Mike O'Mara?
Right.
Is Don here?
A friend of mine may, in a land long ago, far, far away, gone to a marriage therapist who actually gave his wife's, to calm her fears, gave her business cards of divorce attorneys.
Oh,
can you imagine that? Boy, I'm glad I'm not that guy. That must have really been something, Rob.
That's like dealing with contractors that say, "Oh, I know someone who does that. I know someone who does that."
I had a friend.
Yeah. I got a guy.
I got
totally
a guy.
Unethical.
Yeah, that's a sad day for your friend.
That that went into the therapist and they held up a teddy bear and said, "Tell me where you like to be touched."
Yes, I remember that.
Wow, that's fantastic! Yeah, and that teddy bear was Ted from the movie. That was boy, that feels good. Yeah, I'd like a finger there. All right. Anyway, we got to
Wicked Smat.
That's fantastic. Yeah, boy, that felt great. Can you do that again? Faster now. We'll take a break and come back. Thunder buddies.
Yeah.
We will take a break and come back with Oscar's take right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We dedicate this one with peace.
Oh,
and love,
yeah.
Especially to Ernie at Desert Green. Hull up.
Shout out to Cardi B.
Shout out to my homie from Nevada.
Ow. We got the Wappies winning ass picks.
Thursdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Winning ass podcast.
I said certified freak. 7 days a week.
Along with the Merle, the Carry, and the Diamond Pick of the Week.
Winning ass picks!
Don't make your picks until you check in with Nikki.
TMOS, baby, you know what I'm saying?
Light him up!
We out, y'all.
We out, y'all.
Weird funny show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everything just seems so depressing right now.
Yes.
Your wife is dancing on the internet with her bathing suit on the outside of her activewear.
Activewear.
No one in Washington, D.C. can hear the music you play from your computer. And the most exciting part of your day is when Pony finally succeeds at talking up a record from the 1970s supergroup Orleans. Or as Pony called them, The Orleans.
The Orleans. Then sometimes the New Orleans.
I called them a lot of things.
Yes, you did. But I, Pony, if it's anything, that it was the best part of the bonus show.
It was
fun. I think
fun.
People would get a kick out of it.
I like it. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something that is fantastic. And if you crave a bit of normalcy, TMOS Fruitcake Futures, people. That will take you back to the good old days. Hey, Ben-Hur, jump aboard the Maraschino Chariot.
Ah!
And let your taste buds transport you to happier times. One bite, and these fruitcakes will remind you of a time when everything was right with the world. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy now and have something to look forward to. How many are you going to buy, Carla?
Five.
Five. She's buying five of
five.
Them.
Five.
Seems
remember,
low.
Our dates always put out.
Get it? Because they're in the fruitcake.
They taste good. Website, MikeOMaraShow.com. Buy as many as you like. Every purchase supports TMOS. Excelsior.
Right?
There you go.
Maraschino Chariot. Right?
Chariot. Very funny. Thank you, Rob. Very clever. Very clever.
Very
and now,
clever.
Without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day. As only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it, the views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. We've got a fat one.
Let's do it.
Oscar's Take, ladies and
Oscar's
gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, it's National Cheeseburger Day, and a new poll found they're one of our favorite quarantine foods. Yeah, the top comfort foods we are eating more of right now, pizza, burgers,
pizza,
ice cream, French fries, and mac and cheese. But cheeseburger right there, and I know no one likes a great cheeseburger as much as you do, Oscar.
Yeah, it's been a renaissance for delivery fast food. And I would say that for a cheeseburger to be recognized on National Cheeseburger, that makes sense. A day for the cheeseburger makes sense.
Yes.
But a day for, I would say, the burrito is even more important because Chipotle, in the days of COVID and the pandemic, do you remember like 3 years ago where nobody wanted to go to Chipotle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, we're not going there. Too many people are getting sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody pooped in the lettuce.
They are the number one food being delivered to people in the pandemic.
We've got a problem at Chipotle. Someone has pooped in the lettuce.
There seems to be a person squatting over the lettuce, sir.
The worm has turned. The worm has turned.
Maybe you want to use a different phrase?
Thank you.
You know, I'll tell you something, though. Come down here and nothing like a Chipotle burrito, fine product.
Yes.
Nothing compared to the old Taco Vasquez down at the gas station.
Have you been back yet?
We've been back once, and we will go back. I'm planning on doing it tomorrow. With a little
I don't want you to
burrito.
Post on the, don't do the Facebook thing, but take a picture of your meal and send it to me. I want to see what they look
that.
Like. Absolutely. I would love that.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies
Oscar's
and gentlemen.
Take.
Oscar, someone on Reddit just asked people to name the oldest piece of technology they have in their house. And there are some great answers in there. I got five of them. A reel-to-reel tape recorder. Rob, do you still have a reel-to-reel in your home?
I have one, yeah, but it's mostly for show.
Cassettes. Do you have any? This probably should be Rob's take, Oscar, but I'll let you comment.
I actually mastered some cassettes for Charlie Burney this week.
Okay. Oh, Charlie Burney.
Yeah, it's a bootleg from the Birchmere from 1981. It was fantastic. It was very cool.
A rotary phone that still works. Do you have one of those in your house?
No, my mom has one in her kitchen.
Okay. A microwave that's older than most of the people who live in the house. We do not have that in our house, but
no microwaves. They go, so you have to replace them.
How about this? This is vintage. Number one, two. A top loading VCR with dial turners, tuners for VHS and USB.
That's great. I do have a working VHS. It's in storage, but I have it if I need it.
Oscar, do you have any vintage old hardware like that in the home?
No, because they're too bulky and they take space.
There you go. Yes, he's got a tiny house. That's
you know, they asked Carla the oldest piece of technology in her house, and she said her husband.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate that. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. All right, my favorite story in Oscar's Take,
yes.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart recently started selling her own line of CBD products. And yes, she samples her wares. During an interview with the New York Times, the interviewer tried one delicately, and Martha encouraged her to devour them. Quote, pop it in. Don't bite it. Pop it in. The interviewer asked if she was just supposed to take one or what. Martha said, this is a quote, it depends on who you are. I pop 20 of them and just feel okay. But some of my friends do too and feel high. I don't know why. Martha said that her buddy Snoop Dogg introduced her to the positive effects of cannabis back in 2015. Quote, we sat next to each other for 7 hours at Comedy Central's roast of Justin Bieber.
Oh, my
God. Snoop must have smoked 10 giant fat blunts, and I inhaled all that smoke. It felt really good. A contact high. That's what they call it. I had to fly that night. I don't remember going on the plane. I don't remember doing anything. I don't remember my performance on the roast. But it was very, very successful.
She's always Martha Stewart. Contact high. That's what they call it.
This is a sheer business titan. And I know that she had the issues with FCC. Well, not the FCC, the FTC.
Yeah.
And she did
she
her time.
She served hard time. Yeah, yeah.
She served her time. But I'll tell you, as a businesswoman, the idea that she's reinventing herself and bringing CBDs to the market under her name, it was just yesterday where people were rushing to Kmart to get her towels. And now they are literally looking for a brand name CBD oil. It's pretty crazy.
She's going to kill with it.
Yeah.
She could sell those towels that you can roll up and put them under your door jamb. So when you smoke, the smoke doesn't go out of your dorm. So she's got both ends of the thing covered.
You just transported yourself back to VCU in the 1980s, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Oscar, a fifth grader in Florida was told he had to take off his Hooters face mask and put on a different one at school. And now his dad is upset. Quote, there's nothing offensive or derogatory about this mask, according to this kid's dad. He was forced to take off a Hooters.
I agree with the father. I side with the school. No. At this point, we're past, hey, take off the Spuds McKenzie t-shirt. It's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Or take off any of the Bud Weiser t-shirts at school.
Budman.
If someone's even getting to school and they're wearing a mask, you got to give them a pass.
Yeah.
You got to give them a pass.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Pat on the back, son. Maybe something a little different tomorrow, but go on through.
Yeah, exactly.
Like my buddy Larry. Shout out to my buddy Larry. Always likes to show me his Donald Trump, Trump 2020 mask. And this is the way it looks. Okay, I'll do the impression.
All right.
Yeah, but
hats off to Larry.
Isn't there some sort of, I guess, satisfaction? That you're like, oh, at least he's wearing a mask.
Yes. Absolutely.
Why not?
And masks are a rock. By the way, I got the new ones that I ordered, and they're working great. Although I busted a strap because I got a fat head. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, Oscar, early on Monday morning, the cops in Eustis, Florida, pulled over a 48-year-old guy named George Vacherlon. He is a convicted felon, and they found ammo in his car door. So he was arrested for possession of ammunition by a convicted felon. Not a good thing. But George was already wearing restraints before they cuffed him.
Oh.
Because for some reason, he had a steel bondage collar locked around his neck.
Oh, no.
There was another guy in the car with George.
Yeah.
And he was arrested for having meth on him. Florida among the pines. They live at the same address. Okay. But we don't know their exact relationship. There's no word on how the bondage collar wound up on George's neck earlier in the night. So handcuffs and a bondage collar in Eustis, Florida. Oscar Santana.
Look, God, it's hard to tell people like what they should do, especially in their private time.
Yeah.
And God knows that, online shopping can bring you anything to your home. And people are buying stuff they probably wouldn't have bought in the past.
Right.
So, in my eyes, like, again, this goes back to the pandemic. A lot of things you should let pass. As long as
speaking of pass, I think you better do a body cavity search on that guy before he gets to the jail.
There's got to be a level of crime that you just let go to a certain level.
I understand. But, you know, you can't let a guy go with the ammo in the door. That's probably just, you know.
Fair enough.
Little meth, your buddy with a dog collar on, you know, that's fine too. But the ammo in the door, that's the thing, you know. And really, I mean, you want to definitely, you know, check that cavity, you know, make sure you're not in there. Because otherwise, you know, it'll be Saturday night in the jail. You know, what the hell happened with that?
You are so glass half empty. I mean, at least he wasn't wearing a Hooters mask.
Yeah.
Hooters mask with his dog collar. We'll take a break. We will come back with the final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Outlaws, this is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require: peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sunday. Many of us give up after a long summer leaves our lawns brown. But right now, before the really cold months, is actually the best time to work on your lawn. Yep. This year, by the way, my Sunday product, this is brought to you by Sunday. They're a wonderful lawn product. My sister drives by a house and says, you got a bunch of beverages. It says Sunday on it. I said, no, that's technically beverages, but beverages for the lawn, honey. That's Sunday. This year I started GetSunday.com's custom lawn care plan to help my lawn thrive through fall and get a head start on spring. Just went to their website, typed in the home address, and their free lawn analysis tool did the rest. Pretty cool the way they do it,
too. Yep, love it.
Satellite photos. They check the data on the soil samples there. It's fantastic. In seconds, Sunday gave me a custom lawn plan based on soil, climate, and lawn, and they sent everything I needed right to my door. And the best part is, super easy. They have an attachment you put on your hose. You water your lawn, basically. That's all you do. It's as easy as attaching the included nozzle. That's right. It's included.
Right.
Lawn care used to cost a fortune or take up a whole day. Now it takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, it's only $59.
That's it.
That is a deal, people. Mm-hmm. You don't need hundreds of dollars or a degree in soil science to have a great lawn. Just get Sunday. Visit GetSunday.com. Try a custom lawn care plan for as little as $59 after getting $10 off with our promo code TMOS at checkout. That's GetSunday.com. Promo code TMOS. Do it today. Now, the final audio vault of the week on Friday, September 18th, 2020. Mr. Rob Bateman.
There was a lot of talk on the internet about the Fast Times at Ridgemont High live table read, where they got an all-star cast together to read the script of Fast Times.
And really?
And the thing that people were all excited about, it was done, of course, virtually by Zoom, is that Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston were going to both be a part of it, and, you know, that's like their big reunion. The narrator for the stage directions was Morgan Freeman. So if you missed it, here's how the...
Is the movie we're talking about?
Fast Times.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston were in Fast Times?
No, they are recreating the script at a table read on Facebook Live.
Yeah, but what are they... I guess, who are they playing?
I'm going to play the clips now. Okay. Jennifer Aniston plays Phoebe Cates. I don't know her name in the show.
Perfect.
Brad Pitt plays Judge Reinhold, and the narrator is Morgan Freeman. Here's the pool scene. I don't need to say any more than that, do I?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Brad, do you have any cute...
The daydream evaporates, and we see a real life again with an interior Brad bathroom angle on Linda's face. In the doorway of Brad's bathroom as she watches the sight before her, angle on Brad, trying to cover himself and act nonchalant and keep his back turned at the same time. The words barely escape his mouth.
Wait just a minute.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I did not know anybody was in here.
Linda turns, goes immediately as if she wants to forget what she just saw as quickly as possible. She closes the door behind her.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
And that brings us to our second break.
Little awkward, little hard to listen to me anyway.
Why would they do that? Why not like, get Phoebe, like get everybody that's involved?
Get the people, the cast. Right. Yeah, yeah. But
man, Morgan Freeman doesn't sound that great.
Well, also sounds like that might have been the first time he ever saw those words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, let's do this.
I don't know. No, didn't work for me. Sorry about that.
Yeah. But anyway,
at least they're trying stuff, you know? Why not? I'm
right. Maybe more successful is what's going on TikTok. There's a trend this week where young ladies are shaping their teeth with nail files.
Mm.
Here's some audio from TikTok of that. Now, this may come as a surprise to you, but orthodontics professionals are saying, don't do this. Here's Dr. Ben Winters watching a TikTok video of tooth filing and reacting.
This is actually something we do. It's called enamelplasty, okay? And us as dentists and orthodontists, we do this with a lot of people, okay? But you need to know specifics before you can do stuff like this. Can't do this by yourself with a nail. It looks like she has a nail file she's using to do it. Everybody has a set amount of enamel, okay? And that set amount of enamel, once you go through it, you hit your nerve and blood and pain and nastiness. It's just terrible. You don't want that.
Apparently, this is not a problem in Florida, though, because when they start filing, the teeth fall out.
Hold on. So that why are they? Are they to make their teeth smaller?
Beautiful. To make them match. To make them, you know, shape them. Vanity. Vanity. Thy name.
Popped into my head that particular Saturday Night Live lady that's on that plays the little Jewish boy.
Do you know the actress? Exactly. Yeah.
She's got big teeth. I'm trying to think of people with big
Vicky
teeth.
Lawrence.
A lot of shaving.
That's so nasty. Why? It would be. And we're not talking an emery board here. We're talking about a metal nail file. Ugh.
Exactly. Ugh. An emery board.
Rondo
I don't think
has
we're doing.
What plants crave.
All right, here's a palate cleanser. My kids, when they were watched Adventure Time, which was a pretty out there cartoon. There was a dog on it named Jake, and he loved, there was a song that was catchy about making bacon pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And someone figured out that it mashes up perfectly with Alicia Keys doing Empire State of Mind. I don't know why I found this so catchy.
Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making
bacon
pancakes. Bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's
gonna make. I want to hear
that note
again.
Bacon pancake.
That's the note that keeps me coming back. I
found
that
addictive, so let's close up the audio vault so I can go make some bacon pancakes. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Shoes. Listen, have a fantastic weekend, everybody. I love you, Carla. Thanks for staring at me. Oh, she left. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Anyway, why don't you get bored? It's a good show. Anyway, I don't know. My lips hurt real bad.
We got to get out of here. She hates the audio vault.
Very, very good. We have a spintacular on the show. Mm-hmm. We struggle at the beginning, and then we hit our stride, and Pony does 15 takes on Still the One by Orleans. You don't want to miss that.
And Maddie
it's a fabulous
her.
Bonus show this week. And Maddie Masiello, what can I say? What can I say? What can I say? Anyway, we will take a break and see you on Monday with another brand new show. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spielberg, Michael Mayer saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The best is yet to come!
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday. Cue the skydiver.
Hey, okay.
Cue the Gene Wilder.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking. Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Cue Sam Rogers, former head of the Washington cluster I worked for.
Well, I don't get brain cold.
But they're
bye.